remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Episode 49?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
I think that's right. I think it's right. Which means we're coming up on 50.
We are coming up on 50. What do you think about that?
Our gold, is that gold? Golden? Golden anniversary?
That golden, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's gold. Well, you're gold, Frank. And welcome to Davis Street Sessions. I'm Louie.
And I'm Frank.
And email us at davisstreetsessions@gmail.com. No emails this time, Frank. Everybody, I don't know how that's possible. Not one.
I know. After that
first
week.
What do people have to do? Yeah, what do people have going on right now that's so important that they can't email us? They're all stuck at home. Email us.
Yeah, not, they have nothing better to do.
I know.
Five minutes.
Us an email. I know. That's it. That's it. It's absurd that we haven't gotten emails, but maybe this week. Not even one from Ron. Like, that's shocking to me.
Wow. I wonder if he's okay. You know, hope he's healthy.
Well, I don't know about that now because he didn't email us.
Right. Well, maybe we should roll out there. Put our masks on and see what's going on.
No, what I meant was I hope he's not okay because he didn't email us. Like, as punishment.
He better.
As punishment.
He better be sick. That's.
I goddamn right, he better be sick. Oh, that's awful to say. Sorry, Ron. I don't mean that. But. Well, I don't know. I'm not putting a mask on and going anywhere. That's for damn sure.
I put a mask on yesterday. I went out. I got gas.
Let me put it this way. When I go out, I wear a mask. Absolutely, 100%. But my point is, I'm not going to go out and...
Yeah, what do you... I mean, there's nothing open.
Well, gas. I mean...
Why do you need to go
out? Things are opening up, and I still don't get it. Like, I get the commerce part. I get all that. But, like, what I don't get are, like, people going to the beach. Like, you got to go to the beach? What do you got to go to the beach for? You going to wear a mask at the beach? What are you going to do? I was just reading articles about people going to the beach. The ice...
I was
talking
to Ron and Nancy yesterday in Sea Isle. And they're down there. And all the people are down there on the beach. Not social distancing. Not wearing masks.
It's absurd.
It's going to be a... It's going to be a catastrophe.
Yeah. And then the real people that are bitching and moaning about the economy, which I get. I'm all for doing it. But they're going to be the people that are going to be out of work again because the second wave's going to hit. And like, oh, you know what? Hindsight being what it is, probably shouldn't open this stuff up. I'm like, it's not hindsight. Anybody with a brain saying you can't do it. Anyway, let's get off that topic. You want to do some historical facts?
Yes, please.
All right, well, here's an important one.
What do you got?
1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb was published. Did you know that was, isn't that something? Sarah Josepha Hale's poem was, that's pretty exciting.
I don't know. How does the full thing go? Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. I think. I don't know. Who cares? It's stupid.
Was that it?
I don't know. Was
there anything more to
it? No, it's probably as long as the Odyssey, but they only remember the first part. The first part's the important thing. You're good to the lamb, lamb follows you. That's all you got to know. That's the point.
That's
it. Here's the one. Here's the one, Frank. This is how dumb. We've always been dumb. But 1970, engineers begin drilling the world's deepest hole. The Kola Super Deep Borehole had reached the unsurpassed depth of 12,262 meters, which is 40,230 feet. Now it had to stop. Why? Because the project was abandoned due to lack of funding.
I can't imagine why.
Somebody goes, first of all, it ran out of funding, which means it was initially funded. So, what was that pitch? What was the pitch? They got a group of investors together and said, listen, we got an idea. We're going to build a really deep hole. What's the point? Well, to build a...
And then we're going to throw all your money into it.
And then just cover it back up.
Cover it back. Like some super villain.
Right, there's got to be a reason.
Commission.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason. It's like, what are you going to do with that hole? Well, God damn it if I know, but once we dig that hole, we're going to figure out a use for it. It's a big hole. Jesus Christ, what a stupid... Who would fund digging a hole? Would you fund digging a hole?
There's some things I can think of, but I can't say it on the air.
Well, I guess we could. Well, I was gonna say we could bleep it, but if it's a real long one, yeah. Well, here's. Well, listen, another really important birth that comes on the heels of what we talked about last show. In 1941, Bob Dylan was born.
God.
And the world.
Bad year.
It was a horrible year. Oh my God.
World War II.
There you go.
Almost.
Bob Dylan was born. They went. Wait a minute. That's enough.
That's all I can take.
America. That's it, America. That's the last straw. And then they just, it went on a rampage. The whole world was against Bob Dylan's birth. So it's not.
Right. A whole war broke out. Worldwide.
There's more proof that Bob Dylan sucks. Thank God nobody listens to this because we could be in a lot of trouble. I was thinking about this the other day. We use so much copyrighted material. I know under fair use we should be okay because we're providing commentary on it, but I'm sure there's got to be some litigious guys going, you know what, I'm sick of these guys bashing Bob Dylan, let's just sue them for copyright or something.
Right. Well, we didn't play any of his music or recite any of his crap poetry.
That'll get us. Yeah, maybe. But you know the Rolling Stones are going, you know what? They really bashed us last month, and they got to pay for it. Let's take on the cause for Bob Dylan. What a mess. Well, listen, we started talking about Corona, right? I got some news from around the world, Corona-related. You want to do that?
Oh, man. More Corona? Yeah,
dude, there's nothing else going on. That's it.
I guess you're right. Let's hear it.
News from around the world with Frank and Louie.
All right, Frank.
What do you got?
Well, I told you it was Corona news. They're trying to open sports back up. Well, first of all, we're going to Seoul, South Korea, okay? Now, you know, they're trying to get sports going. They're trying to come up with creative ideas as far as, you probably heard them all, right? Like no fans in the stands, but look, pumping in crowd noise, having, you know, commentators in booths off site and just kind of watching on monitors. You've heard all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Well, South Korea got creative and it kind of backfired on them a little bit. The South Korean FC Seoul, which is a soccer team in Korea, they wanted to have the illusion of fans in the stands. So there were ideas, you know, cardboard cutouts, just digitally imposing them in post-production, all that kind of stuff. But they're live, so they wanted to have the live sports. So doing all that stuff, you know, the CGI wasn't going to work. So they said, what if we get mannequins? We'll put mannequins in the stands. So, you know, 6 feet apart, so it looks like there's social distancing, but there's a lot, you know, people in the stands. Like on the lower level, so it looks like while they're playing, you see all this stuff, right? So they called a company called Dalcom, and they said, "Listen, we can get you like 30 mannequins, like life-like mannequins, right away." So they got the mannequins. They put them up here. They're sex dolls.
Oh, my God.
So, and they were in such a...
Well, wait a minute. Why do they... All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So they had... They noticed some of the mannequins, like the fans watching, like they did it. And fans watching were like, wait a minute. Some of those mannequins look kind of like sex dolls. And then they noticed...
Some of them look familiar.
Right. And some of them even had advertising on them for X-rated websites. So they're trying to figure out...
Buxom Betty.
So they're trying to figure out what happened because there was a statement, you know, from the Dalcom director who said they were supposed to take the logos off before the game started. So he's basically putting the ball in their court saying, no. Everything's on the up and up. They knew they were sex dolls. But we told him, listen, we can get them to you right away, but you're going to have to remove the logos, because if you want them quick, you're going to have to do some of the work. But they didn't take the logos off. So now they had all these sex dolls in the stands. And they even have masks on. You got to see a picture of these girls.
With masks? Yeah. Did they even come with clothes?
Oh, they're clothed. They're clothed. And that's where the logos were. Like, they were on the clothing, I guess. Because they're not, naked. But you should see some of them have, I'm looking at the picture. There's one with, gigantic jugs. And she's wearing, it's a person. The mannequin's wearing, a white T-shirt. And has erect nipples. It's, really, I got to tell you, though, they look very lifelike. They're all very shocked and surprised, if you get my drift. But they have masks on, so you can't tell how shocked. Some of them, the masks are pulled down.
Right.
They did a nice job, but it's, ridiculous. So coronavirus is... The sex industry always finds a way to stay ahead.
They probably... Business was booming. Oh, all that free advertising.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about how many people are stuck at home now, and now they're looking for new ways to, use sex stuff. The sex industry is the best. We wouldn't have VHS...
That's a great story.
Dude, the porn industry doesn't get enough credit for the economic impact and the advancement of technology. I mean, VHS tapes boomed because of porn. DVD
right.
boomed because of porn. The internet skyrocketed because of porn. I mean the good stuff too. Meaning not the porn. The good meaning of
the good stuff.
No, I mean cybersecurity, all that stuff, all these positive effects of it. Because when the sex industry does something, they're like, whoa, we got to stop this. And then all this other stuff happens. It's fantastic.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
They always find a way to get ahead. Now, I got more corona news, but it's local. It's not international. It's the United States. Some whiny baby was very sad because they were supposed to get married. And God forbid you have a wedding. I mean, you can't have a wedding. It's a global pandemic, right?
Right.
But because we're whiny little babies, everyone's poo-pooing the fact that, I have to cancel my wedding. Well, of course you got to cancel your wedding. You can't have 100 people sitting at a church sneezing all over each other. So this dork, I don't know his name, he just recreated his wedding on the video game Sims. So...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so... Quite the op.
Good enough.
Yeah, the opposite of the sex industry. He thought he would just go into Sims and have a wedding.
What happened? Other people watched the Sim?
They could either join if they had a Sim, or they could just ignore the guy because it's really stupid.
So this was live, and other people were supposed to participate with their Sims.
Yeah, he built. He built the people that are supposed to be in the wedding, but then he said, "Oh, if you play this game, you can just kind of join us, and
be a guest."
Yeah. Would you do that?
Well, if I'm Lisa's and one, I'm not doing it. If I'm invited, if I know the guy, and I feel really bad, maybe I do it. But that's outrageous. What about the bachelor party?
Well, South Korea figured that out for us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, dude, I'd have to have a gun pointed at my temple by a guy wearing a mask and gloves, of course. And he would have to tell me, if you don't go to this wedding online, I'm going to shoot you in the face. And even then, it's about a 10-minute conversation to try to sell me on going to this stupid wedding.
Well, how about this? Instead of getting a real gift, if you participate as a sim, you give them a sim gift. Now you're not out any money.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'm pretty cheap, so...
I might do it for that purpose.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Save me a couple bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Frank, see, that's why you're here, because that's a really good point. But I can... the guy with the gun would have to tell me that point. Because even then, I'm going, oh, Jesus Christ. I got to sit through this. I don't want to go to this dude's regular wedding. I'm trying to, and this is, if you did this when you got married, I think you and I would have to have a discussion. And that's really, right. I'm being honest with you, that's really sad, but I go, Frank, you can't do this to people. This is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. And I think, right. I think.
You can't wait 90 days, can't reschedule.
You can't just like, yeah, you can't, I mean, I would imagine there's got to be some type of, you might lose some deposits, and it sucks, I know, but cost of doing business, baby. I mean, it's a global pandemic. I mean, what the hell? Right?
It's a sign to not get married.
Well, that's, everything's a sign not to get married.
It's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
What, COVID-19?
Pestilence.
Oh.
COVID-19.
That's right.
Fifth horseman.
The fifth horseman. That should be our tagline.
COVID-5.
That should be our tagline. Forget, I forget what it is already. What's our tagline to this show?
We're forever.
We're forever, yeah. I think we should, nah, forget it. The fifth and sixth. Nah, we should be.
I like when you just give up.
Mid thought, not even like that's. Mid-thought. I'm too lazy to say a phrase. All right, so we'd be the fifth and sixth horsemen of the apocalypse.
Fifth and sixth.
Well, there's two of us.
Oh yeah, us. Yeah.
Individually.
Of course. Right.
The show is just the apocalypse.
Right.
Because God forbid. Oh my God! Well, that's news. That's COVID news.
Well, now what?
Song of the week. The song of the week.
Hey, Frank. Before we start,
yeah.
Do you mind if we got to mention our background track? Right, we forgot to do that.
Oh, that's right. We're not good about that.
Well, who is it?
Billie Eilish. Someone I know nothing about.
And I find that shocking. You know why?
Why?
You're the one that suggested we do Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I thought this is the perfect time to listen.
Well,
during our podcast.
Well, I love
music. So don't waste it any time. I don't want to waste any of my free time.
And you're not even really listening because you're talking the entire time.
Right. That's, you know, half-assed.
Just like this podcast. The
right.
I like Billie Eilish. I mean, she has other stuff out, but she really has one record out. I mean, she's got a bunch of other songs that she did on SoundCloud and stuff before the record came out, and I didn't know any of that stuff. But she basically has one record, and it's a really good record. I mean, it's good. I really like her.
How old is she?
Wait, I took notes. Where are my notes?
You took... Wow.
Yeah. Not, I mean, listen, the notes are like, oh yeah, the debut album is called When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She's from L.A. Her actual name is Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell.
Oh,
according,
I like that.
According to Wikipedia, which is a man named Rick.
Wikipedia.
I talked to Rick on the street. He gives me all the gossip. Wikipedia.
So wait. She has, like, three middle names, and one of them's pirate?
That's what it says. I don't know if I buy it, but that's what Wikipedia says.
God, that's great.
Yeah, I get
it. Hey, pirate.
Yeah. I don't know why. But her, she's 18 years old.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I thought she was still under 20.
Yeah, she's,
really
guess,
young.
Yeah, she was, like, 17 when the record came out, because it came out, I would assume, last year.
Right.
You know, I think she's really good. I think she's really good. But, dude, I screwed up again. I'm looking at these notes I took. I had corrections, too. Ryan, we'll do corrections after Song of the Week. I'm just all
okay.
I'm all over the place. I'm really sorry. It's Billie Eilish,
Song of the Week, corrections.
Yes.
I think
okay.
We got it now.
All right. Billie Eilish is cool. Check her out. All right. So the Song of the Week is Listener Song of the Week.
Oh, that's right. Who is it?
It is, you think I'd remember that? I don't remember. Oh, The band is, it was given to us by Ron from Sea Isle. The band is called The Free Design, which I'd never heard of The Free Design. Do you know them?
No. This is new.
Yeah. They had a...
Billie Eilish new.
Yeah, I guess. They're from like the 60s, so they're right on the tip of everyone's tongue. The song is called Kites Are Fun. I've never heard this song. I didn't listen to it prior. So I think, have you heard that song before?
I've never heard of it.
All right, so you
never.
and I have it queued up. Yeah, you and I are going to hear this song for the first time ever.
I can't wait. Well, this is interesting.
Listen to that bass. Listen to that bass line. What is this?
It's that flute.
Are they singing Mein Kampf? Mein Kampf. What is this, some Nazi propaganda music?
See my kite, it's fun. See my kite, it's green and white.
This, I hope, I... What the hell is this? This came out in 1967. I'm looking them up because I don't get what's happening.
I love it.
The members were all families, or excuse me, all members of the Dietrich family. Their father was a trombonist and musician.
He had to have been.
They released 7 albums from 1967 to 1972. See my kite, it's green and
white. Wow. More than Billie Eilish. All that's between us is a little yellow string that we like what each other more than anything. And we run along
together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face. I assume this is a metaphor. I don't know.
It sounds like it's a song they would play in the background on a sitcom while someone's flying a kite.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
That's the sole purpose. Never
Dave
played again.
Coulier, yeah, Dave Coulier and John Stamos are out flying a kite right now.
Right, right. Wow.
And they won't let the kids join in. No. It's all slow motion.
Ooh. This was Song of the Week?
Only here. It's never been Song of the Week anywhere else.
Wow. This is making me reconsider whether we let listeners do Song of the Week.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Thankfully.
It was short, thank goodness. Oh, my God. Well, that's Song of the Week. What a disgrace to the bit. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Ron.
No, I almost want to hear. It was so short. I almost want to hear it again, but I also don't.
It was.
I'll listen to it on my own time. I'm gonna go look up some more the Free Design songs.
I know,
but Frank,
next
you nailed
week,
it.
That'll be my song of the week. A different song from a different record, but that'll be my song.
Should we add the Free Design song of the week as a new bit? Like each
the
week, someone's got to pick a. That's the name of the band.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot him that quickly. Sorry.
They are. What was that, 18 seconds, and you forgot their name?
After getting pumped up talking about them. Yeah.
I know. Ridiculous. I told you all about them. Everything you need to know about them. They're a family. They released 100 albums in a week. And this. Ron, please email the show and let us know how. Why, what, where with that song? I want to know all the W's of that song because I don't understand. I don't even know how to formulate a question. I just want to know why that song exists, why you know about it.
Right.
That's it. That's the question. And maybe like, right. I'm hoping it's not some story like, oh, before my grandpa passed, he said we should fly a kite. And this song always reminds me of my grandpa. Like, I'm hoping that's not it. I'm hoping it's something like I was watching an old episode of Full House, and Dave Coulier and John Stamos are flying a kite. Like, I hope it's that. And if that's it, then Frank, you and Ron got to stop hanging out because there's no way you should know that about him.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, that's Song of the Week. Unbelievable.
So we were going to talk about corrections.
Frank. Oh, see? I already forgot. That was, what, 45 seconds? Listen, there's not that many because we, once again, just nailed it. The one thing, we talked about Vietnam. I said the population was a dozen or a baker's dozen. The population is 97,218,372. But back in 1997, which is when we were the time period we were talking about, it was 77.13 million. And we didn't know when Vietnam ended, and the fall of Saigon was April 30th, 1975. Now, here's not a correction, but damn it, Frank, I'm going to pat myself on the back with this one. Talked about cherry pie, and I said, it wasn't really planned to be put on the album. They made him do it, and da-da-da-da-da. Absolutely, 100% nailed it. Cherry pie was not planned for the album, and the album was originally going to be called Quality You Can Taste, which is something.
Quality You Can Taste. So I don't get that. That was a non-correction.
Yeah, but, right. No, it's a pat on the back for me. The president of Columbia Records at the time, he wanted a rock anthem. So he called the front man and said that the president of Columbia Records said, I want a, quote, love in an elevator type song. So this was their response. So he said once they recorded that song, they went, now you're talking, baby. There's a hit. So the whole marketing for the record changed. Yeah. So this is what he said, though. The whole marketing, this is a quote, the whole marketing and everything for the record changed. It was definitely driven by the label and not the band. So they were disappointed. They didn't want it. He didn't like the song. He hated it, blah, blah, blah. But once those checks started rolling in, they came around. They came around. Because, again, as
sense.
We discussed. Yeah, I mean, dude. Yeah, I don't. The song is what it is, you know. But I wouldn't be thrilled if I had to write a song. But at the same time, the only reason anyone—I mean, Warrant. Let's be serious. The only reason people know about Warrant is because of Cherry Pie, right?
That's it. That's what got their foot in the door.
That's right. And then immediately removed the foot. The door closed, and now we're talking about them on a podcast that nobody listens to. So
exactly.
What a full circle, really. They were unknown. They were known. Now they're unknown. And lastly, just the story about that soccer player about the orgy. Remember that?
Yep.
And I didn't read the article. Well, actually, I went back and read the full article. And the issue, he didn't get arrested or in trouble or anything. But the issue was that the league was pissed off at him because of his hypocrisy. They said he did a press conference and basically gave like a PSA about, hey, I'm following the rules. Let's all follow the rules. This is a pandemic. We got to be careful. Look out for each other. Blah 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 blah. And the next night he had the orgy. So they were a little PO'd at him for that. Yeah. So, but he's an English soccer player. They're all the same. So
what a wanker.
That's it. Hey, good accent, Frank. What region was that from?
Sussex.
I was going to say Sussex. I swear to God.
Get out of here.
I swear I was going to say, when you said, this is the actual truth. In my head, I was going to say, Frank's going to say, like, London. And I'll go, I thought it was Sussex. I swear to God, that's what I was going to say. That's fantastic. Because that's how good you're. I thought Sussex immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Dead on.
I tell you, if there's one thing people know about me, Frank, it's I hate pedophiles, right? Hate them. Don't like them.
Right.
I think they're the worst, which I think is pretty common, but it's my one, like, I can't stand pedophiles. Speaking of cherry pie, what a segue, huh?
I was just going to say, what a segue, because this makes no sense.
Go ahead. I was trying to think of one. I said, you know what? I'm just going to tell people I hate pedophiles. Just to put on record, in case anybody was curious, I hate pedophiles.
Okay.
And my dream job, if it were a thing, would be to hunt and kill pedophiles. And that's not a joke. If someone said, if you could get paid a decent salary, what would you want to do with your life? I'd say, I'd like to find out who pedophiles are and just kill them. I hate them that much. So this guy has my dream job, but instead he got in trouble. He was arrested one day after an anonymous email surfaced about killing a sex offender. So this guy, James Fairbanks, was arrested for criminal homicide. He found out that this guy was a pedophile. So he went out, found him, and killed him.
Wow. Like so Predator.
So he wrote an email to the authorities, or I'm sorry, to the news media that said, like his email address, or not his his email name was Stop Predators, and it just said, "I killed this guy Thursday, May 14th." So they obviously, it was an email, so they traced it back to this guy, and he just said, "Yeah, did it. I've worked with kids for years who've been victimized, and I couldn't in good conscience allow him to do it to anyone else, and I had the means to stop him." So he just went and killed him.
Oh my God.
Isn't that awesome? Why would you arrest this guy?
He's like Batman.
He's a vigilante hero, yeah. And he should have a statue erected in the town square. That's my opinion. I mean, I don't know if you guys are for if you're pro-pedophile, then maybe you don't like this guy. I'm anti-pedophile. So I think he should be celebrated, and I think it's ridiculous that he's getting arrested.
Where was this guy? Where did this happen?
I just closed it. Let me pull it up. I'm sure somewhere really metropolitan. Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm sure the outskirts of Omaha.
Yeah, that's a DIY state. Anything goes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, baby. You just do whatever you want. Right. Consequences be damned. But I just think it's a little much. I love reading those articles. But I think it's a little much. He got arrested. Did he kill somebody?
It's a little much.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he killed somebody, but so what?
Sometimes days work. Guy had it coming.
Yeah, sometimes people need to die. No? You don't agree with that?
I agree. It saves a lot of time.
So I love vigilante justice. And there's no lower scum than a pedophile. And I praise this man. And I'm jealous.
Is his name in the article?
It sure is.
Do
you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Sure. I think I said it. James Fairbanks.
James Fairbanks. He's got like a game show host name too.
And you should see his mugshot, dude. It's very like regal. Like you can see he's trying to say, "Don't mess with me." Or actually, no.
Regal.
"Don't mess with little kids," is what he's saying. And I believe him.
Did he just shoot the guy?
Yes. He shot him.
Probably just rolled up, knocked on the door, guy opened the door, boom.
Yeah. Mm. And he just shot him. And then he sent an email saying, "Hey, I did
email.
It."
Right.
Yeah.
"I did it."
Yeah. He didn't put his name on there, but, you know, you got to know they're going to get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Who?
That's it. So.
But he didn't get paid to do that, did he?
No, I don't think so. That's the only problem with what that guy did.
Right. It's not a career for you because it doesn't pay anything.
Right. It's disappointing.
So it'd be a hobby.
Yeah, it's just a hobby. Just a hobby.
Speaking of hobbies, man, you're like a real man.
No. Yes, so you, maybe.
You make furniture and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do stuff.
You're handy. So, as you know, we're trying to sell our house.
Yeah.
And, of course, every little thing that has sucked for 9 years, now I'm finally fixing.
Nice. So, nice.
Yeah, so, you know, we painted the front porch. We did all this stuff. Stuff you would just, that I would just put off. And I don't do myself, and I pay people to do it.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah. So here's the worst. So, we're in the bathroom, Lisa and I, at different times. And we each notice that there's some water on the floor around the toilet. So I go, I dry it up. I don't think anything of it. I think because, you know, I take a shower. She takes a shower. Water gets everywhere. Brushing your teeth, whatever. We're slobs.
Nice.
But now it's two of us. And, you know, we're like, well, I don't know. So I go up, I check it, and there's more water. I'm like, oh, crap. I don't know if it's the seal. I don't know what's going on. But I feel around, And then I feel the supply line, and I feel that the pipe is wet. So I'm like, okay, supply line's wet. There's a leak. Gotta fix it. That's it. I call Roto-Rooter. I shouldn't give him a plug, although it's not much of a plug. They send a guy out. He goes up. He's like, all right, we have a flat feed to diagnose and then look at it. He said, I'll look at it. He said, if it's a supply line, yeah, you're looking at like a $30 part. I'm like, all right, no big deal. He goes up, comes back down. He says, you're right, it's not the seal, it's the supply. I'm like, great. He goes, it's $300.
What?
It's $300 for the visit. No part.
$300.
All he did was tighten the screw that attaches the supply line to the tank.
Frank, $300.
It cost $300. I didn't see the nut. I didn't see it under there because I had to get underneath behind the toilet, and I couldn't see that. Yeah. I could see everything else. Everything was tight. I just figured the whole line was shot. The guy came in, tightened the screw, $300. And the punchline is, he goes out to his truck and comes back and he says, I found you a $60 coupon, so I applied it.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
First of all, when somebody has a $60 coupon,
just lay it around.
You know they're overpriced.
Oh, my God. To tighten a screw. Frank, you didn't, what? You didn't just, I would have just left that for the new people that bought your house. Tighten that screw.
Just keep letting it spray water all over the place?
Not my problem. $300. I'm sorry.
Trying to sell
$240.
Oh, my God. Painful. Painful lesson.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you better. That annoys me. Because I learned how to do stuff. Like I said, I was not handy. And I'm still not. I'm pretty handy now. But when we got this house, I'm going to learn to do stuff. So I learned as much as I can. I know I've replaced toilets. You know, I've done stuff like that. I did some work in the basement. Yeah, but I can't imagine how pissed off I would have been if that guy turned a screwdriver a couple times and said, "Nah, oh, good news, Frank. I found a $60 coupon. Blow it around in the wind." I would have said, "You yep. Shove that coupon up your ass and you come get that. I'll give you $30 for this, you idiot."
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Lesson learned.
And Roto-Rooter, should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed.
Yeah, that was awful.
Well, if they listen to this show, they probably don't. But they should they should refund you.
I was hoping there was some customer feedback questionnaire or something coming, but nothing.
Well, no, they better not after that visit. They know, but I'm sure.
I know.
I'm sure when they do a nice job, they go, "Oh, by the way, we offer this to all our clients. Fill this survey out." When some piece of crap comes to your house, tightens a screw, and charges you $300, he's not giving you the option to review. He knows better.
He gave me the coupon.
Yeah, but he didn't offer you to review online, did he? Did he say, "Hey, give us 5 stars on Yelp"? He didn't give you that option. He knows better.
No, he doesn't care.
Oh my God, what a disgrace.
Hey, speaking of reviews, I think it's about that time.
Now that's a segue.
It's time to review the review.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's review.
What do you got? Anything good?
So I just watched a documentary with Lisa yesterday called Lot Lizards. You know what a lot lizard is?
I think I do. And I'm a little concerned that it's not about what I think it is. So should I tell you what I think it is?
Sure.
My understanding of a lot lizard is a person that hangs out at truck stops and services the truckers sexually in exchange for money.
That's right.
Is that what the documentary is about?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Where do you find this documentary?
I think it was either Netflix or Amazon.
Okay, so either service they can get pretty down and dirty. Like, it's not like it's on like, oh, it's on CBS, like where they have to, yeah.
They can
get into it.
There's nothing graphic, but they talk about what's going on.
Well, that's so pretty graphic.
The documentarian, yeah. The documentarian follows three women at some random truck stops and discusses their plight and their day-to-day and all that good stuff. So,
are they attractive?
I actually have...
No. All right. I guess
I can't believe you made me remember them.
I would assume...
I had to conjure up their image in my head.
By the nature of their workplace, I would imagine they're not high-end prostitutes.
They're not high-end.
Yeah.
They're hard to look at. And at one point, I think Lisa said, these women are disgusting. And I said, you know what? Look at the truckers.
Well, that's true, too. What a feminist you are, Frank. They're what a good job.
Perfect match.
I know. Me too. Hashtag me too. The men are ugly, too.
Ugh. That whole culture, just awful.
You know why I can't wait to watch it? Because I want to see a bunch of twos going at it. You know what I mean?
Twos.
Yeah, you can't.
You're being generous, sir.
Well, you gotta. My scale's 100, by the way. I don't do the 10. It's 100. Like, so is that better? Is that more accurate?
100.
Because I'm so sick of watching these shows. Everyone's good looking. You know what I mean? Like, the guys are hot. The chicks are hot. Of course, they're going to want to do each other. I want to see two disgusting slobs go, well, it's Thursday at 1:30. What else am I going to do? Like, that's what I want to see. That's reality.
$20 is going to change hands one way or the other.
That's right. It's either... That's it. All right. Well, I'm sorry to derail, but go ahead. Tell me what you got.
Well... I just had this Mother Jones review. I don't know anything about her. Her headline says Smart, Fearless Journalism. And she reviewed Lot Lizards.
Okay.
Caught on film, The Dark World of Truck Stop Sex Workers.
Nice.
So, in keeping with our philosophy here at Davis Street Sessions.
We have a philosophy, but then when you finish by saying we didn't read it ahead of time, now I get it. It all makes sense.
Right. So, let me just start off from the top. The truth is, making the movie was a really traumatic experience. I suspect it may have developed some mild PTSD, says filmmaker Alexander Perlin. Of course.
Yes.
That's not, of course, it's me. Of course you're going to
yes.
be traumatized by this. It's disgusting.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, yes. I'm surprised by a lot of things. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
So just listen. This guy, he logged thousands of miles and hundreds of hours to make the film, braving roach motels, crack highs, and homicidal pimps.
Wait. Crack highs? Like he got high on crack?
Exactly. I didn't know that.
Didn't you watch it?
Yeah, but he's behind the camera. Right,
you know how depraved the subject matter is when they don't even have the ability to show the crack high. Because right. like that's not even cracking the surface of the depravity in this documentary. Like, even if he's not the subject, if you're doing a documentary on, like, the circus, if you get high on crack, you're going to somehow find a way to put that in.
It's it.
Oh, my God.
So, right. So, I'm just going to keep skimming through here. Life on the road, they say, is lonely. To quote one trucker and Lot Lizard, these walls close in on you. Being in this truck can actually make you crazy. Apparently crazy enough to contract with one of these women and contract something else.
I was going to say, contract is a...
One woman... one woman they interviewed got syphilis. She's now blind, has no teeth, And believe me, she wasn't a looker to begin with, I'm sure, back in the day. It was traumatizing.
Well, imagine her with teeth. Is she still ugly?
Oh, no.
No, she's not?
Oh, yes. Oh. Sorry. you threw a trick question out there.
But the teeth, depending on what you're using that $20 on, the lack of teeth might not be bad.
I guess.
Especially if she's blind, because then she's just open and closing blind. Those chompers. You don't even know what she's doing, and she can't see. I guess they're not chompers. I guess they're just gums.
Chompers.
What a poor choice of words. She doesn't have chompers. She's like one of those.
I'm laughing so hard.
She's like one of those fans from the South Korean soccer team.
Exactly.
They can't see either. God. So what did you enjoy watching it?
It was so depressing, man, and so disgusting, and raised a hair on the back of your neck. It wasn't a good experience. It's not a good use of your hour and 20 minutes.
What a glowing review you're giving that the guy spent hundreds of hours battling syphilis, and you're like, not worth your time. It's just not worth your time to watch it. What is this?
Not,
did this woman like
it's
it?
Not.
Mother Mary, whatever her name is.
Well, she has a little blurb that I read from, and then she does a Q&A interview with the director.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then there's no review.
Oh, just,
so there's no review, so I give her review 0 stars.
Yeah, if the criteria writing your review is reviewing, I guess she can't have anything above
right.
0 stars. You got to do the work.
That's right.
What, anything good in the interview with the guy? Or is it just awful?
It's pretty standard stuff. Boring.
Did he get syphilis? The question on every inquiring minds want to know. If this guy got...
He had crack eyes, but he didn't mention the syphilis.
I want to know how he got... What the crack high was. Like, was he just like... he just got a contact high, probably?
That could be. Or maybe they're speaking of others' crack highs.
Oh.
And he had to endure.
Okay. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Maybe.
I had the wrong interpretation of that. That's unbelievable. My God.
So here's some wisdom.
I can't imagine.
Question. Was anyone hostile toward you? Answer. Some truck drivers became irate when they saw the cameras. But we were judicious in taking them out. Betty told us her drug dealer said that he was going to kill us. We didn't really believe her. But even if there was a 10% chance she was telling the truth, did we really want to take that risk? There you go.
He's not a true journalist. Unless it's 9, unless it's 100.
100.
Right. He's not willing to die for his art. This guy already loses credibility with me. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. She spent way too much time interviewing this guy and not enough
reviewing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe is the, not to be a jerk, Frank, but is the purpose of the article to interview the guy or is it a review? Or do we not care enough about what this bit is to worry about it?
Well, I'm trying to look at her.
I think that's the answer. Who cares, right?
Who cares?
She stinks. 0, right? 0 + 0 / 2 = 0. All right.
Exactly. And it's not smart, fearless journalism like the headline says.
Yeah, he said he had fear, 10%. So obviously, at least
10%.
So he's not fearless either. He had fear. Some pimp was going to murder him. And 10% chance. 10%
right.
chance. So he compromised his integrity to stay alive. Unbelievably stupid.
Based on hearsay. Someone told him her pimp was going to kill him.
I know. This guy, ridiculous. So anyway, what about you? Do you you said you don't recommend watching this?
No. If you have a queasy stomach, don't do it.
What if you like hot babes?
then put something else on, because you won't find him here.
You don't find any. All right, that's not all right.
Put Swamp Men on, or whatever the hell that show is.
Swamp Men. What the hell, is Swamp Men? You watching Swamp, Swamp Men too?
Yeah. No, I don't watch that. It's on Discover.
That's
or
a real
something.
Show.
Oh yeah,
Swamp Men. Never heard of it.
Good. Lucky. I heard one of it. The... And if it's too much.
Just ooh. Hearing about the show is too much for you.
Lot Lizards. Swamp Men. What's going on? What's going on with this? It's like Florida is everywhere.
Yeah, we've turned into a nation of Florida.
Oh.
Wait, so what if the show Swamp Men is about the following the truck drivers that go to see the Lot Lizards?
Right, if the women are the Lot Lizards.
Are the men.
Then maybe they're the Swamp Men.
If they're not, that's what I'm.
Instead of a
that's
John.
That's what I'm calling them now. If they're not.
Swamp Men. Just a couple of Lot Lizards looking for some Swamp Men. Nailed it.
Ew. Don't nail anything.
Whoa. You.
How dare you call them it? Ridiculous. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. All right, so Swamp Men. Lot Lizards. What's it called? What's the
Lot Lizards.
That's all
right.
It's called is Lot Lizards, the documentary?
That's it. Ugh. Documentary. Netflix.
It is Netflix? All right. I'll check it out. I gotta see the what I always assumed was a very forget it. I lost my train of thought. Who cares?
You thought there was some beauty to this? Some grace?
I figured there was love. Like they got on the CB and they would say Breaker 19, Swamp Man looking for a Lot Lizard. And then they'd pull in flowers, candy, they talk for a while, and then maybe they kept in touch. Like pen pals. That's what I hoped it would be.
It's exactly like that.
Oh, is it? Oh, then I'll watch it. Sounds wonderful.
No. It's absolutely not.
I'm allergic to penicillin, so I don't know if I can watch this episode, because I feel like you need a shot of penicillin immediately after watching this. I don't know if I can.
You'll get
it.
Some version of syphilis just by watching.
Just from watching. Eye syphilis.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Stage one.
All right, that's it. All right, no more talking about Swamp Men and Lot Lizards. So what else is happening?
Well, this is our 49th episode, man.
That's right.
So the next one... Number 50.
I.
What are we going to do?
First of all, congratulations.
Yeah, you too.
I can't believe it happened. 50. Especially after the 5-year hiatus.
But we didn't do it yet. Let's not congratulate each other till that's over.
Yeah, that's true.
Till it's in the can.
That's true. That's very true. So what should we do for that? We should celebrate it some way, right?
Yeah, what should we do? I don't know.
Do a show?
I don't know. We'll do the show.
That's step one.
Should we just sing the whole show?
Oh,
opera.
That would be good. Yeah, what if we sang? We couldn't. Yeah, we had to sing the whole time.
The whole show, opera.
That's not bad.
Should we throw it to the listeners?
Well,
look for input.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, we're open to pretty much any suggestion within reason, right?
Yeah. Let's pitch that. See if anyone has any ideas. And in the meantime, we'll noodle on it. We'll come up with something good.
I doubt it. I don't know. I'm being dead honest. As soon as I stop, I'm going to forget all about this. Is that sad?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I didn't even know it was 50 till. And listen, we both put this stuff together. I literally wrote out Bill episode 49, and I still didn't click with me that next one's 50. And that's not a math problem. That's just me not going with the our philosophy of just not
our philosophy.
Yeah, just not knowing what's happening. So I think
maybe that's the way to go.
Just forget that it's 50.
Maybe 100. Maybe that's the big show.
All right, let's plan for 100. We'll do some big blowout. And you know what I'll do?
And that'll be it.
For the 50th, I'll finally set up that Facebook page.
But that has nothing to do with the episode itself.
Yeah, but that is a triumph.
That is a triumph. I'm just saying, for the episode itself.
Oh, this whole thing is self.
Okay.
This whole podcast is self-serving. So as long as I feel good about what's happening, I'm happy with it.
That's true.
There's nothing more arrogant than two nobodies, no offense, doing a podcast and like getting mad when no one emails us. I mean, what the?
Right.
I mean, Jesus.
It's infuriating.
We have 12 listeners. You and I are two of them. So I mean, it's ridiculous. Because I do listen, and I laugh every time. I think it's great.
At the same things.
Oh, it's great.
Over and over again.
But I, you know what I wanted to bring up? When we first started doing this, I didn't listen to podcasts at all, which is also extremely unbelievably arrogant of us. I didn't listen to podcasts. I didn't get them. I was like, whatever people are doing, we can do as well. Like, that's what I assumed. And I got to tell you, I listen to a lot of podcasts now. Constantly. I love podcasts. And I got to tell you something, Frank. And this is the truth. And this is a compliment to you and a compliment to me. And a serious one. I genuinely believe that we are just as good as every single person out there.
For sure.
Okay,
for sure.
Good. I'm glad you.
Was it even a question?
I try to be humble and pretend like it really was a question. But I know it's not. But really, I listen to podcasts. And there's some really great podcasts out there. We're just as good as them.
Joe Rogan.
He's a worthless hack.
You listen to him?
I can't. It's too much.
They're like 2.5 hours long of nothing. And he has interesting people on. It's boring. It's not good.
We have no interesting people on. And we're better than him. And we get more out of an hour than he does in three.
Yeah, totally, totally. So I'm totally on board with what you're saying. I don't listen to other podcasts, but I'm pretty confident that we are top 10 at least.
I like how you just berated and belittled Joe Rogan's podcast, and then the next breath admitting you don't listen to any podcasts.
How can you listen to Joe Rogan? I just told you, you can't listen to that crap.
Now, here's the thing. We also do it for the love of the game. We don't have any sponsors. We probably lose money on this every week. Or every week. Every time we do one. And every time I listen to podcasts, and they're not every day, like if this is, there are guys that their job is their podcast. They should have a podcast
right
every day. Because I hate to pull back the curtain here. It's really not that hard. There's not much to it.
Oh.
It's all automated.
It's easy.
Yeah. And if this is our job, we could pump out a show every day, no problem. The amount of prep we put into this is absurd. In the opposite direction, we don't do anything. We don't even read the goddamn articles
right
we pull.
Exactly.
So these guys that do all this exactly work and have staffs and interns and producers and engineers, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money to all the podcast people out there. It shouldn't take any effort, and you're all worthless. That's it.
Well said.
Was it?
Well.
Is that?
Should we bring this to a close?
I have no idea. What do you think?
It's time.
All right.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city on rock and roll.
Baby, that one felt good. I don't know about you. Another great show in the books. Thanks for listening. Let's go.
Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place.
Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mamba, listen to the radio.
Don't you remember? We built
this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Nice.
Someone's always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names.
We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
Marconi plays the mamba. Listen to the radio.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Just another Sunday in a tired old street.
Police have got the topo.
Oh, 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 oh. And we just lost the beat.
Ah, down counts the money underneath the bar.
Who rides the wrecking ball
into our guitars? Don't tell us you need us,
'cause
we're in a ship of fools. Looking for America, coming through your schools.
That's it. You got it.
That is it.
Another great show.
Do remember.
Awesome.
Just the best. Just the best.
Good. Good job, Louie. Yeah. Number 49 in the game.
Yeah. Great job, Frank. We did it. We covered all the topics today. Whores, sex dolls.
Don't you remember?
Go to the beach. Lack of emails. The Viet Cong. Billie Eilish. It's all covered. That's it. Nothing else we can do.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Sweet dreams, Joe. See you next time.